Hello, friends and foes. Hopefully not foes, but it's your girl, Sarah, or Ra, Rari, Rara, whatever nickname you want to call me, but I mostly go by Rari lately. But yeah, what the hell is up? It is December 29th, 2022. And I figured what way to end the year than with a new episode. So I've been thinking a lot lately about what I wanted my episode to be. I have spoken about it in the past, but I'm just gonna do a full motherfucking episode on living with chronic pain and an injury that I've had for 2 years. And I kind of want to delve into how it's made me feel, how it's affected my life, and just the shit that I have been dealing with for 2 years. Hopefully so that individuals get a better understanding of what it's like to live with a detrimental not illness. A detrimental thing, we'll call it, that causes excruciating pain in my everyday life. So I kind of wanted to do a whole episode on that just because a lot of people still ask me questions to this day about what's going on. A lot of people apparently still don't know, even though I talk about it a lot. So that's what this episode's going to be. It's kind of just going to be how I deal with it, if I'm dealing with it, to be honest. And basically the whole lowdown of what happened. So if you want to know about what's going on in my life, keep on listening. But obviously, I got to cut short for an ad because your girl needs money. So I'll be right back. Listen to my lovely voice. Do this ad, and we'll get right into it. Right. So thank you for listening to that. Much appreciated. So let's just get started. So as I have also spoken about in the past, and people obviously that know me, I am a big bitch. I have been a big bitch for most of my life. I am a big bitch. So let's just get that out of the way. I work on my feet 10 hours a day, typically 5 days a week. My hourly work is like 45 to 50 hours a week. So being a big bitch and being on my feet for that long daily, has never really been a problem for me. I mean, obviously, before this injury per se has come about, just the normal foot pain from being on your feet all day and restless legs and all that stuff was just normal for me. But this is a completely different motherfucking level of pain, and it is something that I never thought that would happen to me. Simply because, you watch TV and you see these big bitches, which love them all, but without issues like this, and for it to be me to get it, even like with all the stuff I've been through and continue to go through, just having it be like, oh, well, Sarah, you're gonna be fucked. Like, we're gonna give you this injury, and it's just like, I personally feel like the world is out to get me, which I don't know why, because I think I'm a great person. I work hard and I love everyone. And, I the last thing I think I deserve is a debilitating injury and pain every day of my life. But nothing you can do. You can complain about it, which I do very often because it makes me feel better somehow. But yeah, so with that being in mind, I am a big bitch and I work a lot on my feet, long hours of the day. So the day that it kind of essentially happened was in December of 2020. I had just moved into my new apartment with my boyfriend at the time, and we moved in on like the 3rd, and this was more towards the end-ish, so actually about like a week ago, 2 years ago. I woke up, everything else was seemingly normal the day before, like leading up to the day that I woke up. And I woke up to get out of bed and I could not stand. I just couldn't do it. It was excruciating. And obviously, I was just like, oh, maybe I slept wrong. So I kind of dealt with it. Went to work, hurt like a fucking bitch. Until New Year's Day after work. So, like, I worked New Year's Eve until midnight. So, obviously, midnight would be New Year's Day. I went immediately to the hospital. I tried to deal with it for a week and I just couldn't do it. So, I went immediately to the hospital at 1 in the morning. And what they did is they took x-rays of my foot and they said I had a bone spur that looked like it was healing, but obviously it didn't finish healing, like it got rebroken or whatever, or something like that on the inside part of my foot. So, like, the inner ankle area. So they gave me a walking boot and crutches and told me to stay a week off of work. So I did that. Went back to work. Same thing. Immediate pain. So what they did is they referred me to an ortho at UMass in Worcester. So I went there. And because there's just been so many doctors and so many appointments that it kind of blends together. I remember going to this ortho 3 times. The first time, he had told me to rest my foot, which I did for a week and it didn't do anything. But I did it again. Went back, said nothing changed. When I went back to that appointment, so this is my second appointment with this ortho, he had told me to eat more protein. I was like, sir, I eat 90% protein. Like, I am constantly eating protein shakes, all the fucking meat in the world. Like, I eat a lot of fucking protein. But he was like, eat more. Okay. So I did. Not much more because I've already been eating a fucking lot of protein. Went back, nothing. So, essentially, I had asked for a referral to a different doctor in Rhode Island, at Ortho Rhode Island in Warwick. Now, this was somebody that my coworker at the time, who no longer works with me, swore by. She said that she went to him for her foot problems, her mom went to him for her foot problems, yada, yada, yada. So it's like, oh, we'll give it a fucking try. So I go there, they give me x-rays. They see the bone spur and the stress fracture. To which they tell me, I believe, to take 6 to 8 weeks off of work. And I was at the time I had this was in the middle of summer and it was, vacation time. A lot of people want vacation. I was like, okay, well, I can't go immediately off of work. I have to work through it for another week because I have somebody on vacation and I am an assistant manager, so I am needed at the store. So when I went to do it, had to wait a week before taking that leave. And I went to apply for disability for the 8 weeks I was going to be out of work. And they denied me because Rhode Island disability, and nobody tells you this, but with a Rhode Island disability, in order to be approved, if everything else is okay, you need to have seen the doctor the week before, the week of, or the week after your last day of work. And I was like 4 days outside of that. I had seen him like a week and a half before. And they said, because of that, it shows that you're able to work. I was like, I'm not able to work. I have to work. I literally spoke to them. I was like, I'm an assistant manager. I had to get through this. I can work, but I'm not able to work. if you know what I mean. Like, I have no choice but to work, but it's like nearly impossible for me to do jack shit at work because of this injury. And they said, nope, fuck you. So I ended up taking an 8 week or a 6 week, I think it was 6 weeks, so a month and a half of leave with no income, which I'm still trying to recover from that hole. But mind you, 2 years later. So I took the leave, went back to work, back in pain. Same thing almost immediately. So they had me sent out for an MRI, to which they saw that the stress fracture was healed, but I now had an internal bone bruise, whatever the fuck that means. I forget what they had me do for it. I think it was like more time off of work, and I told them I couldn't do it. They told me to do physical therapy, which, but they it wasn't like seeing an actual physical therapist. What it was they gave you a set of workouts to do at home and whatever. So I did that. I went back to the doctors to follow up, and I said, I did it. It didn't do anything. So they examined my foot in the room again, and I'll tell you what they found right after this ad. Excuse me. All right, so essentially, after doing the at-home physical therapy and telling them it didn't work, I had begged on my, basically my hands and knees for pain meds. Because they never once talked about surgery with me. And I'm sorry, I need surgery. To this day, I still fucking need surgery. I begged on my hands and knees. Now, with this foot problem, my life is literally fucked. Now, it is horrible. My quality of life is literally less than zero. Like, as low as it can be, it's lower than that. Now, like, I can't even explain. Like, it's so, let alone working being extremely painful for me. Like, after the first hour and a half, I'm done for. Like, and after an hour and a half, I still got 8 hours, not 8.5 hours left. So I'm like a mess. So aside from it being like that, I can't put socks on by myself. If I do, it is not only extremely excruciatingly painful, it is extremely fucking hard. Putting on pants, horrifyingly painful. Walking up and down stairs, nearly impossible. I have to do one stair at a time, depending on the time of day. So if it's like the morning, going down, I have to do one stair at a time. Going up, I usually can pull myself up the normal way with stairs, but grasping onto a railing. If it's after work, getting up the stairs, one stair at a time, extremely slow. Still painful regardless. Me and stairs are not friends, and I need a railing to hold on to at any time, whether it's inside stairs, stairs that are outside, steps, I need a railing. Because it's horrifyingly painful. Let's see. Sleeping. If I don't take Advil PMs or melatonin or something to help me fall asleep, I will be up for hours, hours, trying to find a comfortable position that is not excruciatingly painful. Last night, I got home from work around actually at 12 hours ago. So 1:07 a.m. is when I pulled into my driveway. And after getting settled, I took an Advil PM and laid in bed. And if I did not take that Advil PM, I would probably have been up until 4 a.m. until tiredness just hit me like a truck. There is no comfortable way of sleeping. The blanket being on my foot sends sharp pains up my leg. It's just atrocious. Walking, I can only barely comfortably, it's not even comfortable, it just doesn't send shooting pains up my leg, to walk on flat floors. I can tile, wood floors, great. I can walk on like a dream with minimal pain. But I cannot walk on grass. I cannot walk on pavement that has those, like, you know how they put the black lines to fill the cracks. I cannot walk on the cracks. I cannot walk on grass. I cannot walk on anything uneven, or I'm fucked. Like, I just can't do it. And there is more that I can't even just think of, but I explained all of this to my doctor. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was like, Tylenol doesn't touch it. Ibuprofen doesn't touch it. I was like, I've done elevation, I've done ice, I've done Biofreeze, I've done CBD, THC, I've done it all and nothing. And it makes me want to cry because this is so fucking shitty. I have tried everything for this pain, and it does nothing. And you know what my doctor fucking said to me? He was like, you have to alternate between ibuprofen and Tylenol. I was like, sir, I'm telling you, they don't work. They don't touch it. They don't do anything. The ones that are supposed to help for swelling don't even help for swelling. They don't. I'm shaking my ibuprofen bottle. I was like, I can't live my life like this. I'm taking thousands of milligrams of NSAIDs a day, and it's not touching it. I'm gonna go into fucking liver failure. You know what he fucking does? And I didn't even know he did it. I had left that appointment that day and got a call from CVS saying my prescription was ready. Okay? I wasn't told about a prescription. Tell me why I fucking went to go pick up this prescription and it was ibuprofen 800s. Did I take them? Sure. Did they help? Fucking no. They refused to prescribe me pain meds when I literally told them that I can't do jack shit. I can't live my life. Driving after work? That's funny. Because it's my right foot, my driving foot, it is horrible to drive. I can't even explain how painful it is just to live a normal life. And I didn't think I was gonna cry, but like going through like the timeline again just kills me because it's like these doctors, they're supposed to help you, they're not listening. It is so shitty. Anyways, essentially after him telling me that I need to take ibuprofen and Tylenol interchangeably, he like takes my foot, he looks at it, and he tells me what I quote unquote have. He goes, my paperwork was plantar fasciofibromatosis, which is a rare benign hyperproliferative fibrous tissue disorder resulting in the formation of nodules along the plantar fascia. This condition can be locally aggressive and often results in pain, functional disability, and decreased quality of life. Awesome. So I have that. And peroneal tendinitis, which is inflammation in one or both of the tendons that connect your lower leg to your foot. This is due to often overuse of the tendons, but can also be a result of sudden injury. Pain and swelling in your peroneal tendons usually go away after several weeks of conservative treatments, which I never had conservative treatments. They told me to do physical therapy at home, and it didn't do anything. So essentially, that is what I have. And because I haven't been to the doctor in over a year, because I had left my job, went to a different one, and the health insurance was out of network for them. So I haven't seen them in over a year. I went back to my job. My insurance starts on January 1st, and I'm going to be going there, and I am going to fight with them. I was like, you're giving me surgery, or I'm going somewhere else that will. Because I genuinely, guys, I can't even explain. Like, it literally is so bad. Sorry. It just sucks, especially with it being my foot, because again, I am on my feet all day running around, and I try to do be the best that I can be, But with this injury for the past 2 years, I have become less than who I want to be. And I find myself constantly apologizing to people because I can't do what I used to be able to do. And it's not something that I should apologize for because I can't help it, but me being the person I am, I feel like shit. Like, at work, I have to take multiple breaks. Like, multiple breaks. Like, many breaks. Or else, I will literally break down and cry. Literally can't stand unless I take multiple breaks. And I feel bad because no one else gets to take those breaks. And they all understand. They're like, it's fine. Like, my break is enough for me. Like, obviously you're in pain. But that eats me away inside. Because I feel like a piece of shit. Even though it's the truth. Like, I can't. I cannot. I need to get my breaks. Because I can't. And it just eats me alive. Like, I used to be able to do so much more stuff at work. But with this injury, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I can't. And it puts more work on my coworkers, and I feel like shit. And being someone who already, like, attacks herself for not being good enough, or whatever, or this injury has made it so much worse, because I'm constantly apologizing for things I shouldn't apologize for. And I can't help but continue to do it. And it really sucks because my quality of life really is a zero. Like, I used to, like, literally the few months before I had moved, which was a few months before I woke up and couldn't stand, I was going on runs every night with my friend. I was going to the gym every day. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. And it sucks because I love running. And I love the gym. And I can't do it. I can't even walk. I can only do what I have to do, and that's work. And walk to and from the bathroom at home. I can't. I'm not capable of doing it anymore. And it really, 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 really fucking sucks. I just feel like a burden to a lot of people. I just feel like a burden to myself and just in life. It really is no way to live. But essentially, that's what's been going on with me the past 2 years. But that's the reality. A lot of people don't know what someone's going through unless they are told. I have had multiple people just message me, like, what's going on? Or they, like, I had no idea. Like, and then when I tell them, they are, like, so sorry for me. And I appreciate it. Like, it is nice to hear people actually, like, care. But I don't need anyone to be sorry for me. Every time someone's like, I'm sorry, I'm like, it's fine. Like, what can you do? They're just like, I feel bad. I'm like, yeah, I feel bad too. But, you know, like, a lot of times I know or I feel that people just think that I complain just to have attention. I don't. It is a way for me to vent. Otherwise, I'm just bottling up the emotions inside, and that's never good. So if you ever come to see me at work, and I'm a loud person, but, like, if I'm ever, like, off the charts, like, just off my rocker, it is a way for me to distract myself and not think about my pain that I'm in. I find myself just going crazy at work and just being off the walls, like, during the second half of my shift. And it's only to distract myself of how I'm feeling. Because it's so bad. It's so painful. And I don't think I continue to live my life like this. Like, the past 2 years have been the worst 2 years of my life. And I mean that. Like, the hands down worst 2 years of my life. If this doesn't get fixed soon, I don't know what I'm gonna do because I cannot continue to live this way. So, sorry, I had to take a break there. Not like you're gonna notice because there was no break for you, but I had to get my composure. And I just kind of wanted to finish off the episode by just explaining or going about how it has affected my life and my mentality. A lot of people know me as this very positive soul. I'm always looking on the positive side. I'm always trying to get people to be their best self and motivate everyone and yada yada yada. Now, with this injury, I had mentioned earlier, it 100% has made my quality of life non-existent. And that sucks. Like, bad. I tried to go trick-or-treating with my nieces and nephews. And I had to leave early. I was barely able to make it an hour. And that hurts me. Because they're all getting older, and I want to try to spend as much time as possible with them and have these memories with them. And it's impossible with this injury. It has affected me in more ways than I am proud to say, because I'm not proud to say that it's affected me this negatively. Being someone who is always positive and always motivated, it's really taking a toll on who I am as a person. Because my quality of life is so low, I work, I suffer through my shifts, and then I go home and I do jack shit all day. I feel like that's just who I am now, is to do jack shit all day because there's nothing I can do. Really has just taken a toll on me mentally, and like not only physically, like definitely mentally too. And it's really shitty. I'm seeing myself change into a person I don't want to be. I want to be my positive, loving, happy self. And I do mostly, I put on a mask a lot of the times, just to get through the day. But internally, this injury is affecting me, and I just hope other people out there, if they have any illnesses or anything that's debilitating, sorry, I can't really speak, apparently, anything that's debilitating to them, I really hope that they, are able to get through it, without it affecting their mental health or their quality of life. Or their everyday life. And I also want all those people in able bodies to be thankful for what they are able to do that others cannot. I'm still able to do things that a lot of people can't, but at what cost? Pain and suffering. That's no way to live, and obviously, I have to live. I have to deal with it. But having this has truly just reshaped my mental outlook on everything. And I try not to be sorry for myself. But sometimes that's all I can feel. And it's really just not a good feeling. Showering has been a task for me. And if you know me, my showers are everything. They're relaxing to me. They clean off all the grime of the world, give you a fresh start. And showering has become a task because it is so painful. The only time a shower is not painful to me is after I had a day off. So, like, my shower today was pretty painful because I worked until midnight last night. But if I had 2 days off, my shower tomorrow would be great. There'd be no immediate pain from taking a shower, you know? But lately, I've only been having 1 day off in between 4 days. So that 1 day isn't enough to recoup, and it's just extremely painful. It really sucks to have the things you enjoy become painful and excruciating and impossible to do. And that's something that this has done to me. I guess the only way I really get through it is I have to. And I hate that that has become my mentality because of this. My mentality used to be I can get through it because I'm strong. You know? There's something good on the other side along that fucking line. But me now, well, how do you do it? I have to. And I hate having that mentality. My mentality has changed from a very light and happy, reflective outlook to a monotone, depressing outlook. And I am not proud to say that, but I do know that it's not my fault. And something in me is making me feel that way. But that's the end of the episode, guys. Sorry that it kind of got a little heavy towards the end, but that's the reality. I'm never going to sugarcoat anything on this podcast or in my life. I don't sugarcoat shit. So that's what you get from me. But if you guys have any suggestions for anything you want me to cover on another episode, please feel free to comment or message me on the Raw Talk Pod Instagram, on the Raw Talk Pod Facebook page, or if you haven't ever personally, shoot me a message or message me. I really want to cover some topics that you guys suggest. But with that being said, I hope everyone has a happy, healthy, exciting, and fun new year. And I'll see you next year. Love ya.